Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen, and I am here at the Super Show in Las Vegas. And I mean, it is fantastic. There are martial artists from all over the country sharing their information about their martial arts school, how to become better. I'm going to walk around here and see if I grab some folks and see if I do some interviews with some people. But this is, you know, pretty amazing here. And we're going to, we had a booth. This booth here is Kids Kicking Cancer, Power, Peace, Purpose. This is so amazing. Hello, sir. And I'm with Mr. Richard
Plowden.
Yes, sir.
Sir,
you can say that. So tell us, sir, a little bit about the program, what you're offering here.
Well, Kids Kicking Cancer is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that uses the martial arts to help kids that have cancer and other diseases. What we do is we go into the hospital with them when they might be having treatment, as well as do group or community classes for them.
Well, you know, I know, you know, this program is very important. And so how can martial arts schools, number one, get involved? What are some of the benefits that they can provide? And I know you have a kickathon that you do.
Yeah, well, this year we partnered with Century to do a kickathon during the month of January through March. The winners of the kickathon, the school that raised the most money, got a free trip here for two to the Martial Arts Super Show. Our organization is growing. We're in seven different states now and multiple countries as far as our classes go. So the money from the kickathon help us with that level of expansion.
Well, this is pretty amazing. Anytime we can help kids to become better if they're healthy, but we know that kids that and their families that suffer from cancer, this is a very big burden, and many times they feel like they're left out of things. And so this is, sounds great. So where did the program originate?
The program started in Detroit, Michigan, and that's where our national offices are. We have three vans where we transport the kids to and from our community classes, as well as our martial arts therapists who are in Children's Hospital of Detroit every day, Monday through Friday, seeing the kids in the clinics and in the hospital.
Well, I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to meet with you. Are you having fun at the Super Show?
Oh, yeah, seeing a lot of old friends and making new ones. It's great.
All right, tell us about how to get to your website and telephone number.
Our website is kidskickingcancer.org. That's kidskickingcancer.org. Our office number is 248-864-8238.
Well, great. And what I will do is to come back and chat with you a little bit later on. So we're just hanging out. Thanks for the interview, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bowen.
Okay, everyone, we're sort of still moving around and checking on folks, checking on people. And you know, I just came by another vendor, and they had something very interesting. I'm talking about summer camps and how to start an after-school program, and that was pretty intriguing to me. So, sir, you are now on the AMA Blog Talk Radio Show. So tell us about who you are, your company.
I'm Chris White.
The microphone.
And how do you like a microphone?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now I'm going to take off with it.
Oh, go ahead. My wife should run you down.
All right. My name is Chris White. I'm with the MASS System, Martial Arts Success Team. And we help provide people to make the best after school and summer camps around. You know, it's the greatest it's the greatest system ever. So I can't talk. I get so excited I can't even talk about it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, my school, yeah. When I joined, my school has tripled in size. My income has also tripled with it, which is awesome.
That's awesome.
And so I'm also opening up my second school now in August, and it's I have 1875 now. Now I'm buying a renting a 4,000-square-foot school, which I plan to have over 100 members in a year there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to join or if you want to be a part of something that's going to grow and double your numbers, get to 100 after school kids or summer camp, this is it. Mass
Rock.
What's the website?
MartialArtsSuccessTeam.com. Go there. Yeah.
All right. Well, I love the enthusiasm. Listen, I'm from North Carolina. You're hired. Okay, that was your interview test. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you know, we're having a lot of fun. I know for myself, that's the next venture that I'm doing as a martial artist. You know, we do a great job without after-school programs, but being able to, add something there can, you know, help me. And what I'm trying to do through the American Martial Arts Alliance is introduce people like yourself, that they don't know how. I know I've been searching for the past couple of years to find information online about how to start an after-school program, talk with a lot of people. They don't really want to share, you know, unless you want to pay them. You're not charging for this, are you?
Actually, going to MartialArtsSuccessTeam.com and signing up will give you access to 20 free summer camp modules. That's 20 free summer camp success modules that can help you get started and show you some of the information that we provide to our very happy members. Also, Mr. Jesse Bowen, you and I have spoken twice, sir, on the phone. Yeah, I've talked to you.
I'm trapped. I'm caught.
I'm trapped. I'm just so happy to meet you.
Oh, so.
For the name of the face.
Now you put the name of the face. I've been searching and looking and searching and looking. We have.
Yeah.
You know, so this is called the law of attraction. Everyone, I teach this all the time. So, you know, this is meaning that, okay, guys, I'm going to the seminar tomorrow. We're going to hook up. We're going to be business partners. I'm going to join your organization. You're going to become a sponsor in our organization, and we're going to create what's called win-win.
Yep, synergy.
Handshake of a deal. You see how fast you let go? Like, whoa, wait a minute. You said that. Everyone, I mean, this is really phenomenal here at the Super Show. You know, there's just so many things going on. You know, if you want to grow your business, I know a lot of times in the martial arts world, you know, some people are not about, they're helping about helping the one or two. I know myself and probably Chris would say, we're about helping the multitude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I can help one or two, how am I help more people? The world's a very big place, and martial arts is a very powerful tool to change lives and, you know, change direction in lives. And I think an after-school program, you're trying to put your kids someplace, I think that's a great way to start. So we got your website and everything. Like I said, I'm going to be coming by tomorrow, and I'll be at 1 o'clock, you said?
On Saturday.
Well, I'm going to be there, and it's time for me to make that move. So, hey, get ready to become business partners.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks. I'll be back. All right, we're having a great time talking with martial artists, and I'm getting ready to come over here to another booth. And I see they have the swords out here. Hey, guys, I'm Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. I'm with Blog Talk Radio, the AMAA, and we're talking live. Like the interview, find out what you guys are doing. And what's your name?
Derek Piercy.
You can hold it like a microphone.
Yeah, Derek Piercy. I'm from glowweapons.com. We do a whole lot of custom weapons, glow-in-the-dark stuff for school owners to do.
I have your weapons at my school.
Yeah,
we have. We were doing the Jedi Knight training class,
yeah.
Michael Dietrich and those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, when it gets dark again early, I'll start my class back up.
Yeah, the other thing you can do, too, is if you do have windows like we've got, is put up some black plastic
right.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because during the summer, it doesn't get dark till.
Right, I told the kids,
yeah.
I was already taking call it in anyway.
Right,
I said,
right.
Okay, we're breaking for the summer.
Yeah.
Wait for the fall class.
Yeah,
yeah, but tell us. I mean, have you seen a lot of movement? I know Star Wars movie was a big blast at a lot of organizations. We got involved, had 25 kids, you know, 6 o'clock at night. We're planning on the fall doing some birthday parties and with the same thing, later evening parties, and have this as part of that. And we also give the kids the padded weapons and things, too. So have you seen an increase, a movement in this?
Yeah, the lightsabers in particular, just with Star Wars, a lot of schools will do, you know, Star Wars themed classes, buddy night.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you teach programs on how to start those up?
We provide like class planners, promotional material, like you know, as far as getting the class going and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most schoolers can teach the class themselves, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, we have a lot of stuff that will help them get that started, though, too.
Okay. Well, I think that's really good. I found that it was really good, especially the build around the theme around the Star Wars theme. That was good. So what's your website?
It's blowweapons.com.
All right, great.
Enough.
And that's pretty easy. Is there a telephone number for you?
Yeah. It's 217-636-4354.
All right, great. I'll swing that by and check you guys out a little later.
All right, thanks. Wow, there are so many vendors here, and there are just so many things actually, you know, going on here today. And as we are walking down here, I'm constantly looking to see who has some things going on that I know that I'm interested in doing that I feel like our listeners would be interested in doing also. Hey, guys, what you got there?
Hey. Yeah, no, I got you at the practice extreme self-defense tactics for extreme situations.
Okay.
Students can practice attack in the eye.
We're on the radio.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Okay.
Again, yeah, I'm Grandmaster Jesse Bowen.
5 million.
You're on the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Radio Show.
Okay.
And we're broadcasting live. Tell us a little bit. You can use this like a microphone. Or I can hold it.
All right. Well, welcome, audio viewers around the world. This is an eye gouge head and allows your students to practice extreme tactics for extreme situations. And the
Wait a minute. Eye gouging?
Eye gouging, an eye raking.
Really?
Yeah. It's almost a fallacy to actually try and remove an eye unless there's structural damage to the orbital bone.
Wow.
But what you need to think about in practice is putting corneal abrasions into the attacker. It'll cause a spinal reflex injury, and then it gives you a chance to get out or fight your way to your next best weapon system. The nice thing about the eye gouge head is it gets people comfortable with an uncomfortable topic.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to practice eye gouges by putting a thumb, flat thumb, against someone's forehead in training.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a wrong landmark, and it's the wrong tool. So now you can actually bypass the orbital socket and get into attack in the eye.
Now, everyone, you have to realize this is a martial arts expo, and here we teach you about how to defend yourself, and these techniques are very vital. Now we have a tool that we can practice in a safe environment.
So it's a reality-based training head. It actually looks like a humanoid head. Check it out at eyegougehead.com. It comes with a bunch of different eyes for training, and the instructor eye shows the student how the eye is set up. 24 millimeters in measurement across in diameter and 6 ocular muscles. So they're getting familiar with how the eye works. The training handle, when you get your students ready, is the instructor holds onto the training handle. Then the student can practice fighting out of an unconventional platform,
mm-hmm.
a profile, maybe on the ground with a subject on top or an attacker beside, or maybe even a car.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not standing, grappling, starting. It's
right.
Too artificial.
Mm-hmm.
The eye gouge head's made out of very durable PVC, but we don't condone punching people in the eye gouge head,
mm-hmm.
like a makiwara training board,
because mm-hmm.
it'll cause injury to the knuckles like a real head would when you hit it.
Right.
You need to have those fine and complex motor skills ready to activate your car, an alarm, get on the cell phone, or fight your way to your pistol if you're armed. The other nice thing about the eye gouge head is it lets you attack the ears. It has a 7-millimeter diameter eardrum. When you fire a cupped hand over the top of the ear, or a cupped ear slap, you're hoping to tear the tympanic membrane, again causing extreme injury for an extreme situation to get out. So the eye gouge head is only $49.99, sole source distributor for all North America.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out on the website.
Are you one of the instructors for the program or inventor?
Yeah, I'm the creator and inventor of the eye gouge head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also came up with a gi bag too, but that's another topic maybe for another day. But yeah,
okay.
The eye gouge head's reality-based training.
Well, I like the word reality-based training, because a lot of people think of martial arts as just punching and kicking, and really it's about, now, when you have to use it, then you have to use it. But that's the reason why we train with the discipline,
yeah.
Not to fight. Because if we're in a situation, then, you know, we're also trained to be able to defend ourselves. So sometimes we don't know exactly what that intent, that what's going on with that.
Absolutely.
What's your website?
It's www.eyegougehead.com. And on that topic, this is eye gouging is one of the 31 UFC rules that you're not allowed to do. If you eye gouge someone in the ring, it's going to cause a catastrophic injury, and these are sports people, so we don't want the people hurt. But on the street, the only rule is fight your way to survive. You have no other social de-escalation skills available to you, so I'm not going to try and fight a bigger, stronger guy. But he's starting to go after vital targets, easy targets, too.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
well,
thanks for
I appreciate that. I'm trying to see if I have a card. And you can check us out. I'm with Who's Who in the Martial Arts,
okay.
Autobiography book. We have a table set up on the other side. We're having our third book launch.
Yep.
Autobiography, the Marsh. I got everybody's card in here except my card.
Well, let's see, can I get one? If not, I may have to go to my table.
All right, now you got a whole, now you got a whole handful of them.
Awesome, thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, so, you know, so check us out. We're over there. You know, you can, this week, just for the Super Show, we have extended our deadline for nominees, so you can come by, put your information in there. We got a lot of things that we're doing, so I'll be back, and maybe we have something
super,
to share.
Super, thanks
all right.
Again.
All right, appreciate it. Well, everyone, that was really, you know, very interesting, especially from the self-defense. I mean, they have everything. Hey, guys, how you doing? Good. I love this one here, Parents Night Out.
Do you run these at your school?
Yes, I do. I'm Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. We're live on my blog radio show.
Awesome.
And,
guys.
All right. So tell us about what you have going on.
So my company is Level Up. My name is Adam, by the way. We do done-for-you Parents Night Out kits.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, all the artwork is done for you. The class plan has step-by-step instructions. We even have these cool interactive audio drills, like for our superhero parents set out. You have Batman that leads the kids through Gotham City, and he gives them audio cues on when to jump, kick, punch, and duck.
Wow.
And then as the song goes out, the cues get faster,
mm-hmm.
and the kids have to try and keep up with Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about creating an overall experience. We even include all the social media stuff, like Facebook artwork, Instagram. We have a Snapchat filter for everything. And then we have a marketing plan that we've tested for 2 years before we released it. In the 2 years, we sold out every Parents Night Out each month
mm-hmm.
in 5 days or less.
Wow, yeah. that's something they really need. I know that's one of the things my school is a little weak on, and you know, really working on getting a program director, someone that can help me to facilitate that. But you know, because generally in the traditional, come in, you do party, you do a pizza, you do some karate. So it looks like what you have is something that integrates well with the martial arts, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the kick punch thing.
Exactly. Some of the games will have a martial arts like influence on them, but for the most part, it's about creating a social interaction in your school. Because if the students that you have are friends with each other, they're going to stay with you longer.
Right.
Because
exactly.
Their friends are training.
Right.
And this is what it helps with. And as a bonus, it also brings in more revenue for you at the same time.
Okay. Good. Well, you know, check us out. I'm with Busu in the martial arts. Autobiography book. We're on the other side. Check us out. We have hundreds of martial artists listening to our radio show. So hopefully, tell us your website again.
Sure. It's levelupactionkits.com. And our Super Show special, if you go on there and you subscribe to get a Parents Night Out every month, we give you our free music streaming service, which has over 100 hours of professional DJ mixed music for your classes. It's all clean. We take all the swears, drug references, alcohol references, all of that.
Okay, great. Awesome. All right. Hey, thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right, good.
Pleasure meeting you, sir.
All right, thank you. Okay, everyone, we now went to our kids' night out, and I mean, this is really awesome. So many interesting ideas and concepts that can be built. Hey guys, how you guys doing?
I know that name.
Good, good.
We spoke a few times.
Oh,
how are you, sir?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yeah, Barbara, I remember. Like, yeah.
Barbara Duffy. Oh my God. Yeah. Hey guys, good. We're live on radio, so I have my radio show going. So hey guys, tell us what we're doing over here.
We're here to raise the standards of martial arts. We're networking. We're meeting great folks. We're learning. We're never stopping educating yourself. And Jesse Bowen, very intelligent,
right.
Well-spoken, great, successful martial artist.
Okay, here, take my wallet. Take my wallet.
Where's my $5?
Okay. He's joking, everybody. I'm not paying for this.
Well, it's an honor to meet you in person, sir.
Well, tell me, what do you guys, so give us, you know, give our listeners more about what, why you guys are here funding. Oh, you guys with what, of course you talked to me.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, then I looked over here and I see Casey. Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go. Making you feel a little bit better now.
Well, I'm going to give you guys a big plug because, you know, I think that EFC is one of the most amazing companies. And during that period, you know, of time when we were with you guys, we were at our very super best.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been working on, you know, a lot of transitions to my school of whether or not I'm there, I'm not there, or different things going on. But, you know, I will say that you guys do have one of the oldest and extended martial arts billing services. And do you know what the key was that made, that kept us on top?
What, sir?
That we lost a little bit when we stopped?
was that each month, you know, I guess you guys still do that, that it, everybody sees everybody's billing.
Yep, sure.
Ain't nobody beating me. Nobody. I am the man.
That's your story. You're sticking to it, right?
That's right. You know, I mean, but that's one. But that's why I was definitely saying, I know Casey's parents. I was Roddy International.
Yep.
And Raleigh is a very successful school. You know, like I said, Durham is a very successful school. But I really, you know, everyone, I am plugging these guys because, you know, every time I've called there and wanted information, there's no hidden secrets. You know, they're 100%. So, you know, these guys, I've been with organizations.
Yes, sir.
And we sort of do our own now. But I would say in the organizations I've talked with and I've been with, that, you know, you guys get a number one star.
Thank you so much, sir.
And y'all can pay me in my account, and you can start me up a real free account.
There,
so I'll go ahead and put 20 students in there.
There
I'm
you go.
Joking.
That's all we need.
That's all you need to get started. Hey, guys. Hey, great.
Thank you. I'll talk to you again too, sir.
Yes, sir, I will. All right. Oh, wow. Man, this is pretty neat, walking around and interviewing some fantastic folks. And, you know, this is a pretty interesting booth here because we have a bouncy house, and we've been thinking about – how's it going? Good. We've been thinking about one of these – I figure out what they're doing. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I'm Jesse Bowen. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm with the American Martial Arts Alliance. So tell us a little bit about your booth here, and I have been looking for one of these kickers. We just invested in a bounce house for our parties and everything, and these inflatable kickers I thought was a great idea. So where are you guys from?
We're out of Brunswick, Ohio, near Cleveland, about 20 minutes south. Our company, we've been in business for over 35 years making and manufacturing inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started this about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a great opportunity for a lot of school owners. Helps with recruitment, birthday parties, and just really getting your brand out there.
Right. Well, yeah, we just, you know, added a bounce house to our parties. You know, it was not as amazing bounce house we have here, but it was good for what our parties are. But I've seen some of the martial arts schools that have the standalone that are put in front of the schools.
Yes.
So you guys brand and build that?
Yep. Yeah, that we call them a martial arts kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a left and a right kicker. And we also will customize them with a printed banner for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're a great way to get your business out there, and they're relatively inexpensive. They're only $2.99.
Right. Wow, I saw that. Well, I tell you what, I told my wife, I came by and checked you out earlier. I said we were going to go ahead and purchase one, so save me one.
All right.
Now, so do we have to order that and you ship it to us? Because we would want our, you know, name on there.
Yeah, so we manufacture the banners, so we'll work with you guys on how you want your messaging to look, and then we'll manufacture the banner, and then we'll ship it from our factory out of Cleveland.
Okay. So what's your website again?
It's inflatableimages.com.
All right,
so
great. Period. And is there a telephone number for you guys?
Yeah, 330-273-3200.
All right, well, we have our booth on the other side. We have our third book coming out called Who's Who in the Martial Arts, autobiography book about martial artists all across the country. We have our awards banquet coming up in Washington, D.C. at Grandmaster Dennis Brown's event next month. So I'll take and swing some information back over.
All right,
so
appreciate
who knows?
It.
And I head up the American Martial Arts Alliance. So there may be some connection we can do to help get that word out for you guys.
Absolutely. I appreciate
all right, good
it.
Job. All right. Well, everybody, this has been pretty amazing. Again, you know, having a bounce house or having an inflatable is another very good tool to actually be able to get your brand out, to build your birthday parties. So there's so many different things that you can do with that. And now we're here at the Super Show, and one of the main manufacturers is here. So go back and you can listen to what the contact number is for them. And I've got a very special booth I was trying to get to. I've actually got lost. They have so many vendors here, so much activity going on. You have to sort of break away and sort of break through. But I think I'm going to try to get myself over here and to see whether or not they actually have a moment, an opportunity to be able to talk with me.
Hey, sir, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Good, good. Well, we're live on my radio show.
Oh, my God. All
yeah.
right, here we are.
All right, so I'm going to give you, I know you got a lot of people in front of your table, and, you know, the virtual tournament competition is something very new. I've looked at it this morning. I think we wanted to invest in this here and, you know, utilize this here at our school. It's a great program. So tell us your name and a little bit about you.
My name is Ron, Master Ron Tramontano, and I am the founder of the virtual competition. What we do is we sell our platform for $49. It's a one-time fee, and school owners come and purchase this. What they do is their students make a no longer than 4-minute video. They send it up to YouTube. They pick up the, they go to YouTube, pick up the URL, and bring it to our site. Now, what the school owner will do is to create a tournament. He'll create his own tournament. He'll create the categories of competition in that tournament. He'll go in front of his students, and he'll say, "We're competing online." This is exciting for all of these new students. What they do is they pay an entry fee, like in any tournament. It goes directly to the school owner's PayPal. Right, and they keep all of that money. That belongs right over to the school owner. We don't take any of that. Also, the way I make my money is that every competitor in the world pays us an annual fee of $25. So they make your school owners make their money through entry fees. I make my money through annual fees. And through the competitions, what's going to happen is every person that sends up a video, their mom sends it to Facebook, Twitter, G+. It goes all over the place. And where do they come back to? They come back to your online business. It belongs to you. And what they do is they have also the ability to go ahead and download these videos of their children, which become their treasured memories. All right? Great platform. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, Jeff.
Well, you know, as I came by and I looked at it this morning, now we head up the AMAA Sport Karate League, but I think it's a really, looking at it, it's a great retention builder. You know, any time that we can put something in the school for our students to be involved with that motivates them, sort of redirects them to bring their friends, becomes a great social media tool because now the friends can have their friends vote for them. So, you know, so this is, I thought it was a really amazing idea. You know, I'm a competitor. I'm trying to get, you know, students to compete. I think this is a warm way to get them to, you know, want to do something, see themselves as a competitor. Then they can then venture on into, you know, into the real play because virtual training and virtual teaching and performance is, you know, that's one of the big things right now.
You're not going to believe, you won't believe what this does for these kids. It's you're going to put them in front of a camera. You're going to change their gait, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they look at you. You're teaching them how to project themselves, not only in person, but in media. We have parents that sit on the sidelines crying because they've never seen this out of their children. All right? It's such a positive way of doing business here. And I'm sorry, we're not looking to take away the regular tournaments. That does one thing, but this also does something that's very positive for these kids.
Well, you know, I think that this is pretty amazing. Everyone, again, we're at the Super Show in Las Vegas, and we're interviewing a lot of vendors here. They have very unique products, very unique service. How do I find your website?
All right, our website is virtual, M like Mary, A like Apple, events with the S, .com. Okay, and right now we have a show price of $49 one time. All right,
and we're going to be running a special maybe starting on tomorrow that when they buy a book, that they're going to get this. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, you really need to have a copy of the Who's Who. Again, if you're a martial artist and you haven't started, you don't have a library, you're not really studying martial arts. You're taking martial arts. You're not building the foundation. So, oh, man, this is amazing. So we're going to be broadcasting this on tomorrow as one of our specials. So guys, listen, you know, I'm investing in it. I'm signing up today, so I believe in it enough. So, hey, come out and try it out. So we're going to take a break now and do a few other things. But, again, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen with the AMAA Martial Arts Masters Radio Show. Everyone, we'll be talking to you later. See ya.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
Oh, I don't know.